It was a terrific way to start the week. Had a new install again today. We'll do that again today, tomorrow, and work into some red zone. Again, at the end of the week, so we're kind of following that format. We were trying to emphasize some more things, some more third down, some more red zone. We felt like after coming off the season, that was some areas we wanted to improve on, so we've definitely hit that hard. With that, I'll open it up to you guys regarding practice today.
Coach, how did the end-of-game situations go? It looked like 11-11, you were trying to work some final minute stuff.
We did, and so we made a big emphasis today, led on end of the half. And so we did everything under a minute, and it was, you know, an area that we want to just keep continuing to work at. It happened almost 30 times in terms of 2 minutes at the end of the half or the end of the game. So we're going to continue to nail that and keep working ops to do it. We do it a lot. So we showed some of the film. This could happen in the team meetings. We showed one today from Dallas, one from San Francisco at the half. Showed some other teams as well. And then when we created the ones today, it came up great at the end of the game. No timeouts, had to work. What we call sliders, had to work must out of bounds plays. So those are some of the most competitive parts of practice. One-on-one, let's go for it and get good.
You seem like you put the rookies out there a little bit more today. Can you tell me how you thought they looked, Kiana and Devondre?
Yeah, there's a number of the guys we wanted to find out, Vaughn. Let's see what they have and how well they can learn. And there were some busts for sure, and that's part of it. You have to kind of go through that frustration. Oh, I missed the call. I missed, you know, where I was supposed to be. So Devondre, we did some. Jones, we did some. On offense, West, we did some. Neil, we did some. And we're just still trying to find out. Then the other guys who, although our veterans haven't been part of the system, that's Mack and Sanu, Spoon, those are some guys we wanted to get some extra turns in as well. Where are they at with their development of picking up the system? And so it was good to, you know, throw a lot in there today, Adam.
Communication, obviously, a key part of the linebacker core. What have you been seeing out of those guys, especially with Campbell there, adjusting and possibly being more vocal about that?
The communication, you're right, is the key to playing, especially in the way that we play, where there's a safety rotation down, where's my gap, what's my alerts that come up. So learning that communication, he's soft-spoken by nature, but that doesn't mean you have to be quiet on the field. And so I've been pleased with Dre so far in terms of his communication.
Seems like you're
as good as Devontae was last year. Both he and Tevin said we're going to all be surprised by how good the running game is this year. Do you kind of see there's a little bit more left to give there, a little bit more room to grow?
We certainly expect the running back room to develop even more. Certainly Coleman was humbled. You know, he had some fumbles and he still averaged over 4 yards a carry. We know, the injuries were a factor. And I love it when a guy's challenged and comes back on a mission, and that's certainly been the case with him. He's fit, he's strong, he's been catching the ball well out of the backfield. He's a man here with something to prove, and he's certainly off to that start.
Speaking of Tevin, he was returning some kicks today. Obviously, he has the speed. Is that a role that you see him possibly being in the future?
Possibly as kickoff return, and that speed and making one cut is similar to playing running back. So if he can add another value to the team, you know, certainly something that we'll look at.
Rose was showing off his strong leg today. Do you feel like that's going to be a battle going into training camp there?
He definitely has the strong leg, and so we're going to keep challenging from the long kicks to the short ones, and where every kick's the same. And where he wants to show how long he can kick it, I want to see how consistent he can kick it. And so that's been the message for him.
Injury-wise, where are you at? I saw Grady was still out today. Do you have an update on any of the injured guys?
From an injury standpoint, there's no update from last week, so this week will be much the same. Some guys will be limited. That would be Claiborne, and that person that will be out still with the tendonitis is Grady. And then for the other fellows, no change in the injury report from last week to this week. But I can update you again the following week, knowing there will be no change in any of the guys' status for this week, for the next two practices.
What do you hope to get out of meeting with Freeney tomorrow, an established guy who's been a force in the league for so long?
Well, number one, just our connection to see if we'd be a good fit for one another. I've certainly coached against him and watched tons of tape on him through the years, and huge amount of respect. So for a chance for us to sit down and visit, let it be the most important thing for him and for us. So he won't work out on his visit here.